Issues Etc. returned to the air on June 30th after being canceled by the previous leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod during Holy Week of 2008. For a special 10-year anniversary donation of $100 or more, we'll send you a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' top 12 hymns. You can make an anniversary gift online at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week. And the end of a broadcast day live this Friday, August the 10th. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four sound bites. One from Pastor Chris Roseborough, one from Raymond Ibrahim, one from Pastor Larry Peters, and one from Pastor Will Whedon. We're going to play them for you. All you need to do is listen and then get ready to give us a call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call-in number live this Friday, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Same thing with the tweet, @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know which one you're voting for, why, that's very important, and who you are and where you listen. Those are all very important parts when you vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The best voter will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. We were talking about a sermon preached by a preacher who was talking about the God who breaks the rules. Now, he didn't preach the gospel in the course of his sermon, but he did, oddly enough, have an altar call at the end of the sermon. Here is Chris Roseborough talking about a gospel-less altar call.
It's kind of whatever the person is at that point is believing for, that's what they're making a decision for. So they're deciding for all kinds of different things depending on what exactly is the current pain in their life that they're experiencing, that he somewhat vaguely said that God wants to kind of solve. And that's the issue, because the biblical gospel teaches that Christ died for our sins. And that is what reconciles us to God. The problem the gospel solves is our alienation from God because of our sinful rebellion against him. And that didn't even get an honorable mention. That's the sad part about it. They are false converts in the truest sense of the word, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ. And they haven't heard the word of Christ. They haven't heard the gospel. And so you've literally got goats who are being told that they are sheep because they've never been brought to penitent faith in Christ. They're not trusting him for the forgiveness of sins. They're trusting him to solve their present temporal upsets.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough on a gospel-less altar call. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Raymond Ibrahim. He has done a lot of research into the history of Islam, and here are his thoughts and an example of what he calls the false narrative on Islam.
You know, one of the biggest impediments to our knowledge is this sort of historical narrative that predominates. So I'll give you an example. I have before me here a book written by a well-known academic known as, his name is William Polk, P-O-L-K, and the book is called Crusade and Jihad, the Thousand-Year War Between the Islamic World and the Global North, meaning the West. So you look at this book, it's 600 pages, okay, and it purports to tell us the root of the conflict between the West and Islam from a historical point of view. In these 600 pages, the first millennium, and the book's subtitle is The Thousand-Year War, is allotted 30 pages. Okay, and that is the time when Islam goes on the conquest, ransacks, destroys, and just traumatizes the old post-Roman okay, it gets less than 30 pages. And in those pages, you're not going to come across the word invasion or conquest. You'll learn about how Islam spread and brought its enlightened rule and so forth, okay? Then after those 30 pages of this book that's about the thousand-year war, we start in the years of, in the middle of the 1800s. Why? Because that's when the Western world is now strong and Islam is weak. And if you don't have the context of the first 1,000 years, if you don't, it's presented in a vacuum, all of a sudden the West appears as the violent invaders, intolerant, racist, et cetera, et cetera. And the Muslim world suffered from them and so forth. And so in his book, every problem of the Islamic world, whether it's economics or politics or radicalization or terrorism, is a product of Western meddling, thanks to colonialism.
That's soundbite number two, Raymond Ibrahim, with the false narrative on Islam. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call with your vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Larry Peters. There's a lot of talk in the church nowadays about the church being relevant or making itself or its message relevant. Here are his thoughts on the church's relevance.
As long as people die, the church is relevant. The gospel is relevant. As long as people labor with guilt or shame, the church is relevant and the gospel is relevant. As long as, you know, children come into this world, the gospel is relevant, the church is relevant. We are relevant not because we make ourselves relevant. We are relevant because the things that have infected our world and our humanity are the things that God has answered through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as long as these things, whether they are recognized by the world as being of supreme importance or not, as long as these things are here, we are automatically relevant. We don't have to do anything to earn that relevance. That relevance is a given because of that. And as soon as we stop addressing sin and guilt, as soon as we stop addressing death, as soon as we stop addressing the sacredness of life, then at that point in time, we lose our birthright as Christians. We've surrendered the gospel, and we may be relevant to the moment, but we are certainly irrelevant to God's purpose and plan. I remember a quote. I can't remember who said it, but the quote is simple. The church that marries the spirit of the age will be a widow in the next generation. And that has always stuck with me.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters on the church's relevance. If you'd like to vote for that soundbite and make it Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, our Facebook fan page for your votes as well, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our email address right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote because we're going to play the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration after we've played it. We're going to take a break and start taking your votes as well. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Will Whedon. We were remembering a third century deacon and martyr, Lawrence, and here he is with two perspectives on Christian martyrdom.
Enlightened, humanized world looks at it and says, oh, isn't it tragic that some people are being killed for the sake of their religion? But they think it's as silly for people to die for the sake of their religion.
Why don't they just give it up?
Come on. Yeah, it's like, just give it up. It's only to them a matter of opinion. It's not really a matter of life and death. When Christians look at martyrs, of course, we weep, we cry. The people that loved Lawrence, think about that. They loved this man and they saw him. He'd taken care of them. He'd provided for their needs. And they saw him, you know, being roasted alive is a horrible thing. But the joy of the Lord was his strength, and that enabled them, as they were with tears in their eyes, I'm sure, to remember and treasure the story. And in fact, they gathered up his bones and buried them, and you know, a church was soon built over that spot to commemorate the deed of St. Lawrence. So, like, you know, in our days, no one's ever going to forget the day that the Coptic martyrs were, you know, lined up on the beach and they were, you know, one after the other dispatched. And as terrifying and horrible and awful as that was from the earthly perspective, and it should never be justified, on the divine side, we go, look at the stars, look at those whom Christ has crowned with the stars of martyrdom, one after the other. He has called them and crowned them, and it is a blessed thing. Tertullian was right. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It just keeps on rolling on, and it can't not be that way when the life that's in the people who have been baptized into Christ is the life of him who is forever beyond death and the grave.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon with the two perspectives on Christian martyrdom. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email with your vote. Remember to tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the one you're voting for. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The best vote is going to get the LPR bundle package this Friday afternoon, August the 10th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. You'll find engaging illustrations, colorful layouts, and helpful charts in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, Luther's Small Catechism with Explanation, 2017 Visual Edition. You can browse before you buy at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Luther's Small Catechism with Explanation, 2017 Visual Edition.
Concordia University Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're committed to increasing LCMS faculty and staff members. This is Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago. If you are a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with excellent professional credentials, please consider applying for our faculty or staff family. Current openings are posted at cuchicago.edu/HR.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
A year ago, my wife and I returned to America from 5 years of ministry in Karachi, Pakistan. I cannot adequately express how wonderful it was listening to Lutheran Public Radio's music broadcast each Sunday morning before church service. We still listen.
You can listen to Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, anytime, day or night, at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on the LPR mobile app.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, the 10th of August. It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebro on the gospel-less altar call? Soundbite number two, Raymond Ibrahim on the false narrative of Islam? Soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters on the church's relevance? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon with two perspectives on martyrdom? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Clarksville, Tennessee, and talk with Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I have to say that the longer I've listened to Issues, the harder it is to pick one of these sound bites. But today, I have to pick number three, Pastor Peters, because he's my pastor. That's one reason. The other reason is that having run from these type of seeker-sensitive churches at one point in our lives, And what a comfort it is to come to a church that has a pastor. What a quote. As long as people die, the church is relevant. The law doesn't get lost in these churches, but the gospel certainly does. And we are just so thankful for faithful Lutheran pastors and for our faithful Pastor Peters, who's willing to fight for the truth of the gospel.
Jan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. You are right. You got one of the best down there in Pastor Larry Peters. No doubt about that at all in my mind. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Earl listens in Rockford, Michigan. He says, all of the sound bites are so good in speaking the truth of God's word. It's hard to choose just one. I vote for Pastor Whedon's because it reminds me, what can man do to me? If I was killed for my faith in Jesus, I will be with him in paradise. There's no better place I could be. The worst thing that could happen to me is if I would deny my Lord and lose my faith. Earl, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Roberta listens in California. Roberta says, it's a sad thing when we hear that someone died because of his confession of faith. I can't help but think of the situation in Acts when James, John's brother, had been killed and Peter was imprisoned. When St. Lawrence died, he was given the grace to be overjoyed in spite of his pain. I think I'd be a puddle on the floor if I was to die by burning, but the joy of Jesus would be with me. He would give me the strength not to deny my faith. I guess if that's what God sees must happen for the church to grow, we can trust that with his help and his strength, we will go where he sends and do as he asks. Roberta, thanks for listening out on the West Coast. Scott listens in Indiana. Scott says, I'm thankful for Chris Roseborough and the work that he does telling us how really bad some of the preaching is in the world around us. And I agree with his remarks. Raymond Ibrahim had a very good illustration of how the world is being deceived about Islam. I had to just read about St. Lawrence, and Will Wheaton's book in his account of St. Lawrence is amazing. This week, I'm voting for Larry Peters because he nailed it when he was talking about the relevance of the church. Scott, thanks for listening in Indiana. Michael listens, and he votes for Pastor Chris Roseborough, I believe. He says, Chris Roseborough's comment on the gospel-less altar call of emotion is spot on. Will Wheaton's comment on St. Lawrence and the other martyrs were intriguing. Raymond Ibrahim's words on the Islamic Crusaders and the bias of are something to remember in the discussions. But my vote, he says, goes for soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters. All flesh is grass. Monuments are being torn down. The human race is here 200 years from now. Very few individuals will be remembered. If there is no gospel, no Jesus, life is meaningless. In faith, we can proclaim that in Christ, all life has meaning. Thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for your vote for soundbite number three. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, my choice is Mr. Ibrahim. It seems that the world is dead set on suicide by Islam. That's an interesting phrase. The very text by which the religion of Islam is based clearly call for the death or subjugation of the infidel, yet the world just ignores them. It's not incredibly creepy to belong. It is not incredibly creepy to belong to a religion that dictates you are about to lie and your religion's objectives when you're in the minority in order to lull the majority into a sense of complacency. Aaron, thanks for listening in Florida. Allison listens in Wisconsin. Tough to pick between three and four. As long as people die, the church is relevant, the gospel is relevant, and the witness of martyrs like St. Lawrence, like the Coptic martyrs, like countless more, are a vivid testimony of that fact. The whole point of the creed, as my pastor taught, was so that it could be a confession by which we live and for which we would die. God grant this to all of us. My vote goes for soundbite number four. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, batters one through three get respectable base hits. I especially like the comment about Islam's false narrative. But with the bases loaded, Whedon hits it out of the park for a grand slam. A vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Two Perspectives on Martyrdom. David listens in Evansville, Indiana. I vote for Pastor Whedon. I haven't listened to the soundbite yet, but come on, he's the best. Well, that's a kind of a vote of blind faith there, if you ask me, but thanks for it anyway, and thanks for listening in Indiana. Joy is voting for soundbite number three. Pastor Peters gets my vote today. His quote on marrying the spirit of the age is poignant. According to your votes, this week on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, the winner is soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, with Two Perspectives on Christian Martyrdom.
enlightened, humanized world looks at it and says, oh, isn't it tragic that some people are being killed for the sake of their religion? But they think it's as silly for people to die for the sake of their religion.
Why don't they just give it up?
Come on. Yeah, it's like, just give it up. It's only to them a matter of opinion. It's not really a matter of life and death. When Christians look at martyrs, of course, we weep, we cry. The people that loved Lawrence, think about that. They loved this man and they saw him. He'd taken care of them. He'd provided for their needs. And they saw him, you know, being roasted alive. It's a horrible thing. But the joy of the Lord was his strength, and that enabled them, as they were with tears in their eyes, I'm sure, to remember and treasure the story. And in fact, they gathered up his bones and buried them, and you know, a church was soon built over that spot to commemorate the deed of St. Lawrence. So, like, you know, in our days, no one's ever going to forget the day that the Coptic martyrs were, you know, lined up on the beach and they were, you know, one after the other dispatched. And as terrifying and horrible and awful as that was from the earthly perspective, and it should never be justified, on the divine side, we go, look at the stars. Look at those whom Christ has crowned with the stars of martyrdom, one after the other. He has called them and crowned them, and it is a blessed thing. Tertullian was right. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It just keeps on rolling on, and it can't not be that way. When the life that's in the people who have been baptized into Christ is the life of him who is forever beyond death and the grave.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Will Wheaton. Two perspectives on Christian martyrdom. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Aaron in Florida. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Find out more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. Be sure to request their free online newsletter, serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss churches using card readers for donations. Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus healing Jairus' daughter. And we'll continue our series on the prophets and the judgment seat of God, talking with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer about Micah. This is why Christians throughout the ages have been able to die, not always with a smile on their face. That is a extraordinary grace granted to only a few by God, and not without pain, because martyrdom involves that kind of pain. Part of its intention is to cause people to flee from the faith. But the reason they are able to die as Christian martyrs in full hope and confidence is because Christ has already died for them and lives to all eternity. So will they. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.